Saturday, August 9th. Commemoration of St. Romanus, Martyr. The Epistle from the Second Letter of St. Paul to Timothy, Chapter 2, Verses 8 through 10, and Chapter 3, Verses 10 through 12. Dearly beloved, be mindful that the Lord Jesus Christ is risen again from the dead, of the seed of David, according to my gospel, wherein I labor even unto bands, as an evildoer, but the word of God is not bound. Therefore I endure all things for the sake of the elect, that they may also obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus with heavenly glory. But thou hast fully known my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, love, patience, persecutions, afflictions, such as came upon me at Antioch, at Iconium, and at Lystra. What persecutions I endured, and out of them all the Lord delivered me. And all that will live godly in Jesus Christ shall suffer persecution. Haydock Commentary. In saying, according to my gospel, St. Paul seems to understand his preaching as the word of God. By his mention of the elect, we need not always understand those predestinated to eternal glory, but those chosen or called to the true faith. And this must rather be the meaning of St. Paul in this place, who could not distinguish between those predestinated to glory and others. St. Paul is saying that he announces the gospel with full liberty, suffering willingly all that he has to endure for the sake of the elect. The Gospel from Matthew chapter 10, verses 26 through 32. At that time, Jesus said to his disciples, "Nothing is covered that shall not be revealed, nor hid that shall not be known. That which I tell you in the dark, speak ye in the light, and that which you hear in the ear, preach ye upon the housetops. And fear ye not them that kill the body, and are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him that can destroy both soul and body in hell. Are not two sparrows sold for a farthing, and not one of them shall fall to the ground without your Father? But the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear not, therefore, better are you than many sparrows. Everyone therefore that shall confess me before men, I will also confess him before my Father who is in heaven." Haydock Commentary. Nothing is covered that shall not be revealed, nor hid that shall not be known, even in this life, for truth, however much oppressed, is yet accustomed at length to rise superior to oppression. What Christ therefore says is, although the wicked persecute you, yet your virtue shall at length be known. Patience for a while, and soon your charity, which is now unknown, shall be renowned throughout the whole earth. You shall be blessed by all as the greatest benefactors and the cultivators of virtue, while the words of your adversaries shall be heard with the greatest contempt. So says St. John Chrysostom. We must not suppose that our Savior was accustomed to deliver his instructions to his apostles in the secret of the night or teach them in private by whispers, but he is using a figure of speech to convey to the minds of his apostles the insignificancy of Judea where he was speaking in comparison of the whole world which they were to instruct, and the low whisper of his voice compared to the sound which they shall send forth to the ends of the earth. Men are afraid of a prison, yet they are not afraid of hellfire. They fear temporal punishments, but dread not the torments of eternal fire. So says St. Augustine. He who continually fears hell will never fall into it, but he who is negligent will undoubtedly fall. So says St. John Chrysostom. Sparrows are of very small value, and yet divine providence defends and feeds them. How much more, therefore, will not God take care of you, who so far excel them? No one, therefore, will be able to rob you of life without God's permission. In saying the hairs of our head are numbered, our Savior shows the infinite knowledge the Almighty has of all things and the goodness of his providence, watching over every, even the most minute part of the creation.